Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Tony, good afternoon to you.
Zama, how are you doing, bro?
Very well, thank you, my brother. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How's South Africa?
SA is fine, man. SA is fine. I think, but well, in our part of the world, the weather has been good, but nice and cool. I must say that the heat wave seems to have gone away, so we're enjoying the weather. How's it that side?
Beautiful. It's we had a bit of some rain yesterday.
Oh, lovely.
So today it's today it's nice and sunny and a bit cloudy, you know.
Oh, lovely, lovely. That's good. It's great, great, great weather. Now, let's go back to our discussion, life after discussion, after addiction. Yeah. And of course, last week we started the conversation, you know, returning to the real world and continuing a sober lifestyle. Mm-hmm. This is after spending years of substance abuse, you know, as an addict. And, you know, it can become like coming out of a cave. You know, transitional process will require several changes and steps and resolutions that must be strictly followed for one to be successful. And so last week, we spoke about common challenges that one may face. And today, we're focusing on practical steps that one can take in starting over when recovering from addiction. So you can actually just recap for us, and then you can take us through the steps.
Yeah, we had a really great conversation last week about life after addiction, and even just what to expect as you walk away from the thing that had you bound for such a long time, the thing that, you know, caused all sorts of chaos, because addiction does cause a lot of chaos. You know, people lose family, people lose friends. Some people even, as far as losing jobs, some even have had near-death experiences. So moving from all of that is not an easy journey. I think that's the first thing that I will say. There's a lot that needs to be changed, and a lot that needs to be maintained, you know, after one walks away from something as a serious addiction.
Yeah.
Now, you know, as I was thinking about this conversation, getting ready for the show today, I was asking myself, what is the most important thing, you know, that people need to know about moving from addiction? And the thing that kept coming to my mind, and I've also had a bit of experience in this, is, you know, the renewal of the mind. Because it is the mind that got you into the mess in the first place. Remember last week we talked about the fact that for someone to, you know, run to a substance or to something, they do so to run away from some kind of pain that they are going through. And what ends up happening is that the thing that they run to becomes the vice, and then it becomes a bigger problem than the initial problem that they were trying to solve. So the renewal of the mind, the undoing of old patterns of thinking is critical. Romans 12:2 comes in handy. I'm going to paraphrase it. It says, you know, therefore, do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind, so that you can... you know, you can see the God's perfect will. I'm paraphrasing it.
Mm-hmm.
So one needs to begin the process of renewing the mind, because the mind is the software that gets us into all these kinds of mess. And it is also with the mind that we can stay free. And the process of renewing the mind, Zama, is not an easy one, especially if you spend a lot of time wiring your mind to the wrong thing, you know, conditioning your brain to rewire your brain to be dependent on substance or whatever it is that that had you bound. But when doing that is a day-to-day process. So the first thing that I will say is that renewal of the mind is critical. Now, renewal of the mind is not a snap your finger one-time event. It's a process which is very painstaking and sometimes very frustrating, and it needs a lot of discipline and diligence to maintain the freedom that you got.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to walk this journey is to literally take it one day at a time. And I know this sounds so cliche, but I don't overemphasize the fact that you really need to take a one day at a time approach to walking in freedom. One day at a time literally means that, you know, hour by hour, you are keeping watch, you are alert, you are aware of the triggers, the things that, you know, tempt you to go back to the thing that you are trying to run away from. You literally stay alert, which means that you need a high level of self-awareness, high level of alertness, just to be able to walk free. And that process for most people, because human beings, we are always looking for comfort. We're always looking for the easy stuff, which is what puts us into the mess in the first place. The fact that you're looking for a temporary fix to a problem that you need to address, right? So maybe you are going through depression, or maybe you're going through some kind of trauma and you discovered alcohol, you discovered some drugs. All of that can be traced back to our quest and need for quick fixes. So quick fixes is what we're always looking for. You know, even if you go to church, you think that, you know, if the right person to pray for me, boom, the addiction is gone. It doesn't work like that. It needs a very patient and alert and disciplined approach to walk free and to stay free. So this literally means that every single day, you are taking each day as it comes, watching what could potentially be a trap for you, what could potentially trigger you back into your habits, right? And Christians, thankfully, we have the Word, and this will need you to stay in the Word every single day. Meditation of the Word, reading of the Word, you know, prayer, fasting even for some people, because it's going to take a while for your brain to be rewired to a place where you do not dependent on the thing that, you know, had you bound. Now, this might sound frustrating for a lot of people, especially for somebody who has come to a point of accepting that this is a mess that I created. It has created all kinds of havoc in my life, and I just want a quick fix. I want to just get back to normal today. Unfortunately, that is not how it works. Expect a lot of resistance from your own flesh. Expect to go back to and also expect the kind of pull and temptation that the world presents. Those are sort of like the three main sources of temptation: your own sinful nature, your the world that is around, because the world has a pull. The world is very tempting. Every time you go on social media, there's all kinds of, you know, temptation to do this and do that and do that. The enemy. The enemy also has a role to play in this thing. He's always throwing ideas at you and presenting things in a certain way, all for you to stumble. So expect all of these things to happen. And when you expect them to happen, you will not be surprised or frustrated when they do happen. And I also need to emphasize the fact that the process is a slow one for a reason. God makes the process of freedom long, and it takes time for a reason. Because if we get used to quick fixes, you know, it's very easy to go back, because then you know there's an easy solution for this. I can undo this in a week or in a month or whatever, so I can simply go back. But when it takes you long time to get over something and to get out of something, the Israelites had spent 400 years in captivity. And when they came out, you know, they knew how long it took them to come out. So the chances of them going back were very slim, because they knew the kinds of things that they had been through, right?
Yeah.
So God means for that process to be a long one, and it's long for a reason. And the reason is that you have to appreciate the degree and the level of, what's the word to use? You have to appreciate that as much as this is how far you had gone, right? And for you to have an appreciation of that, you also have to walk the same way that you walked in walking out, so that you really know that if this thing should tempt me again in the future, there is no way I'm going back to this thing, because I know how difficult it is for me to come out of this thing. So the mountain is there, the mountain is big, but the mountain is easier to climb when you know what the mountain looks like and you know what to expect.
Yeah. Now, Tony, you know, as you were speaking and, you know, giving us these steps, it looks like there's a massive role to be played by one's support system. Please tell us about that. Yeah. I think you focused on this individual to try and do this, don't do that, avoid that, etc., etc. But I tend to think, as I'm listening, man, I don't think this one can do without support. What's the role of the support system there?
Yeah. Support system is critical. There's a role for, there's space for support, you know, from family members, from people, from church, and all of this. Obviously, you know, you need to be surrounded by people who are aware of the journey that you're walking. Mm-hmm. And these people are intentional about how they make the journey as comfortable as possible, because a lot of the, one of the reasons why a lot of people relapse back into their old, you know, ways is the fact that, you know, they lack support. And support, I was actually coming to that point, that support is something that is absolutely necessary. It's not the most important thing, because a lot of the work, to be honest with you, from what I have seen with people, is a personal commitment to renew one's mind. And then it's made easier when you are surrounded by the right people. One of the things that I was going to talk about is the fact that you also have to come out of the environment that was aiding whatever it was that you were bound in. You have to be very intentional. If it was someone who is coming from porn addiction, for example, maybe you might have to go without the internet for a while. Maybe you do not need to have a smartphone with you at some point. You don't need to be in front of a computer when there's no one around. Maybe you need to have internet gatekeeping measures at home or in workplace. Just so, and I think all of that also comes under support, because changing the environment also helps you renew your mind faster, because as long as you're stuck in the same environment, which triggers, you know, the addiction, then you're really, you know, playing a losing game. So understanding that you're going to need to walk away and cut off people that also tempt you to go back to the thing that you're trying to run away from, all of that is absolutely necessary as well.
Yeah, it must be a hard and long journey, I mean, to get there. It, you know, because I think it's so easy to get hooked into these addictions, and it's so difficult to actually break free from them. Now, one of the things that you mentioned is to stay motivated in trying to make sure. So it's always got to be keeping your mind. Is this not vexing though, Tony?
I didn't get the question, sorry.
I'm saying you did mention that, you know, one of the things that the person trying to, you know, maintain a clean life after addiction is that constant awareness, to be continually, you know, acutely aware of the environment and situations. It sounds that this person is now trapped in this life of trying to break free, and that they cannot now do anything else with their lives. Am I getting that sense correctly?
It initially, when you walk away from addiction, you know, it may feel like that. That, you know, this is all you're doing is fighting all these temptations and all of these things. But to be honest with you, the most difficult part of walking free is the initial part of the journey, right? And also bear in mind that what enables us to have the strength to walk free from these things is really centered in God. And you know, as I said last weekend, I'm going to say this carefully because I don't want to offend anyone or make it seem like I'm spiritualizing it. But you really cannot do it by your own power and your own will. You are going, there's a part you to play, which is your commitment and your discipline and the everyday walking this out. But there's also a part that God plays in this equation. And the part that God plays is that He's really the one that gives you the strength to say no when it comes to the most critical moment. And how you get to that place where you can tap into that grace that He gives is that you really have to commit to, you know, spending time in the Word on a day-to-day basis, spending time in prayer. And it gets easier as you go along. It will not be as hard as you go along the journey. Yes, there's going to be, you know, setbacks, and sometimes you might even slip back into the same thing. But all of those things are part and parcel of the healing journey. It gets to a point where the same things that used to tempt you don't tempt you anymore.
You will look
at a computer and say, you know, I really don't feel like watching porn today. Mm-hmm. Those the periods of victory become longer and longer the more you stay committed to this journey. And I don't want to lie to anyone and say that you are simply going to stop on the one day and never ever go back to the thing. You are going to go back to the thing. And this is not an excuse to stay in it. The most important thing is your commitment to staying on course, to staying on the journey. Expect that you're going to slip up, you know, once in a while. But what happens, from what I have seen with a lot of people that have come out of it, is that the periods of victory become longer and longer and longer the longer that they stay committed to staying free.
Well, Tony Friday, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's really an important subject that we have got to make sure that we encourage each other and those who are listening to make sure that if a sibling, a brother, a friend, etc., anyone in the family who is going through this, let's make sure that we also don't put them in situations where they can just easily lapse, because we love them and we want to have them breaking away from those habits. Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.